From the newsroom, I'm Peter Kaleem. An arrested a Monday morning shooting in Arcata. Police have been called to Foster Avenue and Heather Lane. While en route, officers were told that there was one shooting victim on the scene. Witnesses also said some of those involved were fleeing the scene in a pickup. Officers found a truck matching the description provided traveling eastbound on Foster Avenue. A high-risk traffic stop was initiated. Three men were detained without incident. Officers located the male shooting victim, a white man in his 20s, in an apartment on the 2100 block of Heather Lane. Officers learned that a verbal altercation had occurred between two groups of residents. During the altercation, one of the involved parties retrieved his rifle and began shooting at the other group, striking one of them. Search warrants were obtained. A rifle was found in the pickup. Officers stopped on their arrival. 20-year-old Matthew Ramsey of Arcata under arrest for attempted murder and now in the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. The Mendocino County Sheriff has scheduled a news conference Thursday in connection with the disappearance of Khadija Britton. She's been missing since being taken against her will by one-time boyfriend Negi Fallis in February of this year in Covelo. Fallis was a prime suspect, but no sign of Britton, dead or alive, has been found since. California State Association of Counties, the statewide group representing all 58 counties, electing Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass to serve as its president for the next year. She was officially installed at the CSAC annual meeting in San Diego County. Well, authorities went to a home on the 5100 block of Cummings Road in Eureka Sunday, where a man said he went to purchase a vehicle. When he got there, he was asked to come inside to continue the sale. When the victim entered the residence, two suspects, a man and a woman, confronted him. The man brandishing a firearm at the victim and stole the victim's wallet and more than $5,000 in cash. The suspects fled the scene with the seller in a gray Acura SUV with a New Jersey plate. Deputies were unable to locate the suspects nearby. They've identified the seller but are still working to identify the two other suspects. Well, CHP is changing the way it issues amber, silver, and blue alerts so it can include more vital information. Currently, as part of the various notification procedures when an alert does occur, the CHP will distribute the critical information to cell phones in the affected geographic area through the Wireless Emergency Alerts Program. Due to the limited number of characters available through the WEA, the CHP is now embedding a link in each message that will direct the user to the public-facing website at chp.ca.gov/news. With news, I'm Peter Kaleem.